Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, I am actually coming to you from Zuccotti Park right now. It is such a beautiful day here in Manhattan, and I didn't get a chance to do anything earlier today. So here we are, Alex Gare podcasting. By the way, did you like Anthony Fauci last night? I thought that was an incredible appearance by him. I don't know how I ended up having him come on, but there he was in his Brooklyn Bronx accent and all. But I was thinking about this yesterday. 2020 is truly a journey both we can control. We can control our health more. And what we can't control, which is the fact that, yes, sometimes we are prone to get it. Sometimes if we're not careful enough, it'll just happen. We can't control who else might have this thing going around called COVID-19. But there is something I felt a connection to when it came to stoicism and the fact that 13 Marlins players have now gotten corona, the fact that the Yankees and Phillies could not play yesterday. Why are we going to get angry about that? That's out of our control, as far as I could tell. Why is out of our control? Simply put, we aren't the Marlins, we aren't the Yankees, we aren't the Phillies, we aren't even Rob Manfred. What we are, however, are fans. And our natural tendency as a fan, when we can't see our team, even if there are no fans in there, is to be pretty ticked off. Yet, why is that still happening? Our approach now, knowing that there are two options in this life, in this very moment, it's thank God that we are alive today. Thank Him so profusely that we are alive to talk today, and we can control that part of it. Being alive, once we're alive, how do we handle it? How do we stay responsible and stay alive? And the other option is, unfortunately, it seems to be afflicted with something like COVID-19 and for thousands pass on from it. Of course, we know there were underlying conditions, as I've talked about before. But the point I have here is that we can't sulk about the heat. We can't sulk about the fact that the Yankees aren't playing tonight. We can't even be frustrated about the fact that there is COVID in baseball. Because you know what? We can't control any of that. Manfred's going to do what he's going to do. Baseball's going to do what they're going to do. But what are you going to do? What am I going to do right after Zuccotti Park, where I'm sitting right now, and a car is illegally parked or going off behind me? This is fantastic podcasting, don't you think? But seriously, what are we going to do? Are we going to sit here and say, man, I hate the heat? Or are we going to say, you know what? Thank God I can appreciate the heat today because I am here on this earth in a year where many have not stayed on this earth, where many have perished on this earth. Am I getting upset that that car door is bonking away back there? No. I can't control that. I can maybe even move this phone closer to the microphone, but I can't control anything else. And this is so amazing that I have had this sort of refresher because I needed that course on stoicism on Saturday with, I believe it was Greg Lopez's name. Because through that practice of understanding, we can't control everything. To me, stoicism used to mean we try and pick up everything. We try and carry the world. We try. No, it is managing, controlling our initial reaction to things. I think my initial reaction to baseball being postponed in Philly yesterday was one of, well, this may not end well for the season. I didn't get upset. I just said, this is the journey of 2020. We're all on this journey of 2020 together. There are going to be ups and downs. I think it's fascinating to document the ups and downs, if I'm being very honest with you. Yeah, I wish the Marlins players well, but this is an experiment now of who's going to be healthy on the diamond, who's not. You might not like fooling around with players' lives. I certainly don't. But you know what? At the end of the day, this is a journey unlike anything we've ever seen before. You know what? This is a moment in time where we can really be thankful for what we can control and what we can't control. And this is the time where if you feel like you have to split off ends on certain things, you split them off, you can control that. Splitting off. God's given us a chance to be not reborn, but yes, have a rebirth. Have a culture change in our own life of being self-sufficient and being someone who can do things and who don't have to rely on others for happiness or for, I mean, look, if you're still relying on people for happiness and not understanding you're still here for a reason after thousands have gone due to COVID-19, then I think you're missing the point. I think you're dwelling on still not being happy. Well, it's time to be happy. It's time, even in scorching heat, it's time to know we can control our destiny. Yes, God has that as well, but if we stay on God's path and follow His instincts for us, that is also controlling our destiny. So those listening right now, I think it's time to examine, have you been able to control what you can control? Have you been able to appreciate the journey that you're on right now? This self-reflection that quarantine has seemingly put us all in, to be honest with you. And more importantly, as we are getting back into the city, as we are getting back out there, are you focusing on how you can control and maintain the habits that you started in quarantine in your workspace again? To not let it slide, slip away, get away from you. Because I truly think a lot of people ended up feeling more release during this quarantine. Yes, many felt stress, many felt depression, many still do. But I think I've seen some positivity out of this, of people changing their mindset, their habits, their culture. People realizing we finally realize we have things in our control. We cannot control if another person wears a mask. We cannot control whether they wear a mask. We personally cannot control what a business wants, what a business doesn't want. So why are we going to get so upset with it? Instead of just saying, all right, that's part of their journey for 2020. Our journey is, if you don't like wearing the mask, if you don't like being required, don't go to the store. Simply put as that. Simply put as that, New York. And Spreaker and Apple Podcasts. Why? Simply put as that. I remember in March and in April the tears, and they were legit tears, of seniors who couldn't play ball because they were suspended by COVID. I hope now they gain a further appreciation of what that meant for the greater good. So that's my thoughts this morning. Hopefully got something for you later on. I'm Alex Denninger. We'll talk to you soon.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.